Daf is Daf Nun Aleph. So we got to the, let's start from the top. We were together for Yom Kippur, but let's take for the top line here. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Behu Decharoi Li Karo. What exactly is going on here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that this comment is going on the Mishnah. He says, Behu Decharoi Mate, Dehad Dekatani Masnis. And that which the Mishnah teaches us, that Dim Saim, the person designates, he details where he wants his Shvisa to be Kona, Kana Shvisa Bi Karo. He wants to be kona at the root of the tree. It's only as long as he's able to reach that spot before dark. So the sun's beginning to set. He said, I want to be kona shvisa under that tree, by the root. If he can make it there within the next 2 minutes before the sun sets, it's his. Now, even though he doesn't actually run there, but in theory, if he's able to run there, that's the important condition necessary according to Rava. So Amar Le Abai, Abai says, V'ha chashchalo katani. Doesn't the Mishnah say that it became dark? Chashchalo means that the darkness came upon him, whereby he could not make it to the tree. So the Gemara says, no, chashka lebeso avali karo she'ilan matzi azil. No, what it means is that even if he tried to get to his house, it would have got dark first, but to the tree, to the root of the tree, that he could have made it if he ran. So Rava stands that, again, it only works to be kona shvisa if you would be able to reach there if you run to that part of the tree. Ikadami, Amar Rava. Rava says, Chashkalo, Kimaske Kali Kali. His response to Abai's question is, it's Chashkalo, yes. The sun goes down, it gets dark. Maske Kali Kali, if he walks slowly, if he has a gentle walk, then Erechanami Chashkalo. Aval right, if he were to run, Mati, he would arrive there on time. So that's what it means, Chashkalo, if he walks slowly. But as long as the possibility for him to run, he can make it there before the sun completely sets, that's when the Shvisa works. So that's the important condition according to Rava. And that's why I bring down the Halacha.
So what's the Kiddush according to Rava? I mean, he was anyways there before.
No, he was. He's talking about a place that's further away. He's not here. He wants to be Kona Shvisa over there.
But he has to be there before Shabbos starts.
No. He could be Kona Shvisa Ba'amir. If you're far away, he could be Kona from...
As long as
if he can run, if he wants to. If he's able to,
can,
in theory. But he doesn't have to. Exactly. The Gemara then says, Rabba Rav Yosef, Hava Ka Azli Ba'orcha, they're once walking on the path. Amrle Rabba Rav Yosef. Rabba turns to Rav Yosef and says to him, Te Shvisa Seinu, Tosi Dikla, that's our Shvisa together, be Tosi Dikla underneath the decal tree, the date tree, the Saval Achu, which Rashi explains, it's some type of tree that's leaning on another tree. It's a particular tree that he was referring to, that the Shvisa is going to be Kona there. Amrle, others say it was Tosi Dikla, Depark Mara Mikarga, which Rashi says a tree that bears a lot of fruit. Again, a specific type of specific tree. That tree or that tree. Let's Kona Shri Sasenu underneath that tree. So Amar Lei, Rav Yosef says to Rabba, Lo Yadanele, I'm unfamiliar with that. I'm Enomaki. I don't recognize that location, so it can't work as a Shrisa for me. I have to know, be Messiah. I can't just make up a random tree. I need to be aware of it. Amar Lei, so Rabba says to Rav Yosef, Samech Alai, you could rely on mine. Well, I'll make a shvisa for us together. I know where it is, so you could just piggyback on my shvisa. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im ha'yushnaim, if there are two people walking, Echad makir ve'echad sheina makir, one guy recognizes the place, one guy does not recognize the particular tree or the area. Zeh she'enu makir, Mosa shvisaso le'makir. The one who doesn't recognize, could give over his right of shvisa to his chavir, who knows, and Zeh Shemakir, the one who does recognize the particular area they're describing, Omer, he could say, Te shvisa senu b'makom ploni. Let our shvisa together be in that same place, and that does actually work. And the Gemara says, V'lohi, it's not true, lo tani le kravyosi. Now this lohi, it's Rashi explains, what they're rejecting here is not the concept. The concept's true. They're rejecting that Rabbi Yossi was the author of this. The Braisa had begun the Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. They're deleting the words Rabbi Yossi. It wasn't said by Rabbi Yossi. So why did he say Rabbi Yossi? El kihecha de la kabel minei b'shem Rabbi Yossi nimuka imo. Really, he wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yossi would be comfortable with this. So Rabbi said, this is a statement from Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi, anytime we say Rabbi Yossi, nimuka imo, he's always the deep understanding. He was so profound. He always passed on Rabbi Yossi. So even though, in fact, he really didn't say this, he just gave that impression so that he would accept this. We do have this concept, actually, that Tosfos and Beitza talks about, that we have oftentimes a Stam Mishnah. We pass like a Stam Mishnah. Why is there a Stam Mishnah? Why don't we tell you who the author is? Because sometimes, even though we know it's the author, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi whoever it is, we don't want to tell you who it is, because you're going to say, oh, it's a Das Yachid, I'll ignore it. So they give the impression as if it's a Rabbim, as if the Rabbim are saying this. Oh, the Rabbim say this. So in a similar fashion, the Gemara says, we say Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was like a Rabbim. He was Nimoki Imo. He was always the correct. And therefore, that's why he presented it in that way. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, but this quotation is irrelevant. Im einu makir o she'einu baki v'chulu. Gemara wants to know, we've been talking a lot about these 2,000 amos of tchum. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we know? What's the source? After talking about for many pages of how do we know that such a concept exists? Hani apayim ama heichan ksivin. Where in the Torah is it written the concept of apayim ama, 2,000 amos, that's a person's tchum? Desani, the Brisa quotes in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk that shivu ish tachtava, that a person sits below his area. Elu arba amos. So Rashi points out arba amos liyotei chutz l'tchum. It's referring to a person who goes out of the tchum. He's stuck. He has to be ish tachtav, shivu ish tachtav, stay in his tachtav, in his area. He's stuck to four amos. That's if he goes outside the tchum. When it says the next part of the pasuk, which says al yetei ish mimkom, a person should not leave his makom, his entire makom, tachtav is very limited, underneath him. Mimkomo sounds a little bit more broad. So when it says al yetei ish mimkom, a person should not leave his arena, elu apayim ama, it's referring to 2,000 amos. So that's the reference in the pasuk. Okay. So there's a paim ama of a person's tchum, and then there is the dad amos if he steps outside the tchum. But how do you know, still, minolan, how do you know it's 2,000 amos? So we do know there's a concept of a person's makom, a broad area, and then a person's ish tachta. But here, how do you get the shear of 2,000 amos? Where is that from? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Lamadnu, I'm not going to go through the psukim. We're going to have like six gzer shavas all connecting to each other. You can look through Rashi to find where they all are, but I'm going to just read through the gzer shava. Amar Rav Chisda, Lamadnu, makom mi makom, umakom mi nisa, benisa mi nisa, benisa mi gvul, ugvul mi gvul, vugvul mi chutz, vichutz mi chutz. So you see why I don't want to go through all the psukim, but around six different gzer shavas connecting different words to it, and all tracing back to pasuk dichseva umidosa michutz leir as paskedma apaim ama vigomer. In describing the different areas of the city boundaries, it talks about 2,000 amos outside of the city. So those 2,000 amos is pretty much carried through all these gzer shavas, ultimately to the pasuk of al yete ish mimkamo, that a person gets 2,000 amos to walk. So now the Gemara says, okay, v'nelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef ama. So we have chutz was one of the words used as the gzer shava. So we have a pasuk that says mikir ha'ir chutzo v'chutzo yalef ama. Why don't you learn from a different pasuk that outside you have only chutz, only 1,000 amos? Why are we choosing to bring the other pasuk of 2,000 amos? We have two options to choose. Why are we going l'kula? Maybe we should be l'chumer and limit it to 1,000 amos. So the Gemara says danin chutz michutz vein danin chutz michutza, because the gzer shava that we're actually using are two identical words, chutz and chutz. You're attempting to use the word chutzah. That's a different word. So therefore, we don't use that as gzer shava. Gemara says, my nafkamina. The Gemara always asks this question whenever it has two words that are similar or dissimilar. Not my nafkamina. Ha-tani, we debate Rabbi Shmuel. We have a brace of Rabbi Shmuel's name. The shava, the kohen, the ba-kohen. The kohen comes back, the kohen returns, referring to Negat Saras. Zui Shiva, Zihubiya. This is returning, this is coming. We have a gzer shava with regards to Negat Saras, not for now. But either way, that the two words, ba and shava, are two different words. And yet we could have a gzer shava of shav and ba. So why can't you have a gzer shava of chutz and chutza? So the Gemara says, Hani mile, heche, heche de leke, mide de damile. The only time we could have two dissimilar words, or two words that are not identical, is only when there are no other options. I mean, you have to understand how gzer shavas work just for a moment. The Ramban writes on the Sefer Shrushim and Sefer Mitzos, he comments, there are different types of gzer shavas. We're taught that we know, ein adam dan gzer shava mi'atma. You can't make your own gzer shava, ela mi'revi. You have to hear it from mi'revi as a mesorah. So what exactly was the mesorah? So the Ramban says, we never have every detail from the gzer shava from the Rebbe. Meaning, what do you need for a gzer shava? You need to know which two places, you need to know which word, and you need to know which halacha is being passed through. Those are three details. The sources, the word being used, and then the halacha. So we don't have all three components. Sometimes there's a little bit of wiggle room. So they had here, sometimes they have a mesorah, that there's a gzer shava between the returning of the kohen and the coming of the kohen at Negat Saras. Now, which words are to be used? So the chacham try to figure out which words. Now, if they find words that are similar to each other, or identical, they use identical words. But if they can't find identical words, they know there's a gzer shava, so then they can rely on words that are not identical to each other. So that's what the Gemara means. Again, hani mile, when do we allow you to use words that are not identical? Heicha deleka mide de damile, when there's no words that are identical. Aval heicha deika mide de damile, but we know that there are two words that are identical, like here, chutz and chutz, then midamile, yafin, we learn from those words that are identical, and we don't use the words that are not identical. That's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah after learning now the source of Apayim Amah Agulos. We had the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, was it? Maybe it was 2 days ago in the Mishnah, that whether or not the A paim amma is a circle, a full radius going in a circle shape, or is it square? Which means that you have one direction, but then you could create the angles. The angles of the diagonals are further, right? A squared plus B squared equals C squared, right? So whatever that calculation is, so you're going to have a C squared, a C, to give you a little bit of the extra on the corners. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Manasha, Mimanasha. He says, E is like Gzera Shava. If you learn the Gzera Shava of, you know, Makum, Makum, Nisa, Nisa, Gul, Gul, and so on, so then, La Gzera Shava, then Peos Ksivan. In that very pasuk, it says, Midosam Michutzair as Pas Kedma Alpaim Amma. Part of that pasuk of the city borders, nothing to do with Tchum, I think it has to do with the Ar Miklat, you get the cities of the Levim, you get 2,000 Amos as a square. So that's the source, so then Tchum shows to be 2,000 Amos with the square. How could you reject it? So you must have Peos. How could you entertain it should be Agulos? Less like Gzera Shava, if you don't have this Gzera Shava, Alpaim Amma Minolan. So then you have no source of 2,000 Amos then. So the Gemara says, Liolam is like Gzer Shava. You certainly do have the Gzer Shava of Mimakom Makom, Chutz Chutz, and so on. You certainly learn 2,000 Amos. However, Shiny Hacha here is different. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, with regards to Michutzir, you know, Paskema, Apaim Amma, it says in the Pasuk, Ze Yelahem, Migarsha He'arim, so it says Ze. This is going to be the details of the Arim Migrash, which are the cities of the Levim, Laze Atanosem Peos, Viatanosem Peos, the Shovte Shabbos. So the Zeh is coming to exclude as a mirt, that only this particular detail of the Peos applies to Zeh, only to the city of the Ar Migrash, but does not apply to Tchum Shabbos. So that's why one would hold a Paim Amma only goes to Agulos. Rabbanan, however, who hold that the Peos do apply to Tchum Shabbos, Tani Rav Hananya Omer Kizeh Yu Kol Shofse Shabbos. The word Zeh is not saying Zeh to exclude something else. Zeh means that this will be a model for all other types of cases like this, such as Tchum Shabbos, whereby there will be Peos as well. So Gemara now says, going along with this topic of Peos, of this extra, the diagonal, the extra corners you gain, so Amr Be'acha Bar Yaakov Hamavir Dal Amos Birshus Harabim, a person who walks and carries Dal Amos Birshus Harabim, he violates Totsa, but Einu Chayib Adshim Mavir Hein V'alach Sonan. That you need to go down Amos and plus the extra and the angle. So whatever the calculation is, Rashi has the amount here, but it's, you know, 4 Amos point, whatever it comes out to be, 0.2 or something like that. That's really how far you have to go. You get the diagonal until you chayv skila for doing so. So Amr Papa. Papa was badiklan Rava. He was testing Rava, where he's asking a question, inquiring, Amud b'rishus harabim. You have a pillar that's situated in the rishus harabim. Gavoa Asara, it's 10 tvachim high, with a rochav dalet, and it's 4x4 tvachim. So we know, typically, that's a rishus yachid. That's a rishus yachid. But he wants to know now, tzarech hein valach sonan, or lo, do you need to have the angle, the diagonal as well, or not? V'armin olay, lav hainu de Rav Chananya, this is not exactly what Rav Chananya taught, the Tanya, Rav Chananya omer, kezeh yu kol shov se Shabbos. Just like we have peos, when it comes to Ari Migrash, so to all other halachas of Shabbos, whether it's a Tchum Shabbos, or whether it's a Ma'ar of the Yer Dal Amos, or whether it's the definition of Shishu Yachad, they all require that extra diagonal, and therefore, whenever we say Dal Amos, it's really Dal Amos, plus whatever it takes it to get to be that diagonal to make it into a square. Okay. Gemara now says, now this next, the rest of the daf, really, is a little bit tricky, just a couple permutations here. So we're going back to the Mishnah.
How do you decide which is the angle?
I'm not sure. I think the Gemara talked about it later on. I don't remember how, though.
Because
I think.
Otherwise, you always have the number.
Exactly. I'm not sure this way or that way. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah was very, very tricky. If you remember back from a couple days ago, the Mishnah had machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, whether or not it's ideal to be ma'ariv b'regel or ideal to be ma'ariv b'pas. Use bread or to a person to walk there before Shabbos. Now, we had another machlokas, or not machlokas, two other ways a person could be konish shvisa before Shabbos. Either by being in the place, I want to be Kona Shvisa where I am, Mimkomi, where I am right now, or we had a special heter, if you see a place far away, Amira, I want to be Kona my Shvisa below that tree, next to that the roots. So either Bimkomi or Amira. So we're going to discuss these two scenarios with respect to Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding an Ani and an Ashir, Regel and Pas, again, many different factors here. Let's try to take it slow and appreciate what's going on here. And also in the Mishnah, we had a couple of statements which the Gemara is going to try to interpret when it says, Zesh Amrua, this is what we had said, this is the ideal case of the Ani can be Ma'ar Biregel. We had that line. And we had another line in the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to refer to as well. We have to keep these all in mind, that we had two statements that seemed to contradict each other. Again, one statement said, Vizuhi Sha'amru Ha'ani Ma'ar Biraglov. And we had another statement at the end, that lo amru marvin bepas elahakel ala ashir shelo yetev ar baraglav. So again, there are different angles of what's going on here. That's the Mishnah. We'll read to the Gemara slowly and hopefully come back and plug everything into the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is trying to do now. So let's take it slowly. So it says the last two lines of the Amud here. Zeh husha amru. This is what we had said. Ha'ani ma'ar baraglav. An ani could be maragla baraglav. He could walk to the place. And amru b'meir, anu ein lanu ela ani. We only allow an ani to do this, but an usher cannot utilize this approach. So amru of Nachman. First of Nachman, then we're going to have Rav Chisda. So it's again another layer of machlokas. So amru of Nachman, machlokas b'mekomi. The whole machlokas is if a guy says b'mekomi, where I am, my place. So I want to make a shvisa. So the Rabbi Meir Savar, Iker Eir Bepas, the primary way to do this is Bepas, you have to use bread. And according to, and therefore, going on to Amun Beis now, so only an Ani, who da kili rabbanan alave, that really you should be using bread. But by an Ani, they were mekel, because the Ani had no food. So they said, okay, you could be mekel and use ragla bimkomi. Aval Ashir, an Ashir who has bread, lo, they were not mekel. Rabbi Meir holds, you have to use pas. So there's no kula for the ani, for the asher rather. The asher wants to be bimkomi, put your bread down, put your suit down, and make a erev. Rabbi Yehuda, in that same case of bimkomi, Rabbi Yehuda says, savar ikir erev beregel. Really, the best way to do is beregel. So when I say bimkomi, that's the ideal. I'm standing here. I don't need pas. This is the ideal way. And therefore, echad ani, echad asher. Whether or not I'm wealthy or poor, I can make it bimkomi because I'm beregel. I'm in the place where I am. So that's my focus only when I'm saying bimkomi, in my place. Aval b'makom ploni, if I say I want to be in the makom ploni, a place over there through a mira, divra kol ani in ashilo. In this case, only an ani could say an amira and it could work. But an ashir is not allowed to say the amira and say I want to be over there. That doesn't work with an amira. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines down, aval ashir could go in yoshiv ibeis, a guy sitting in the house. We call a guy an ashir, not how much money he actually has, whether he's in the house and has, we assume anyone has some bread in the house, even a poor person. It means a person who has bread or no bread. A guy's in his house, he says, I want to be over there and get a shvisa there. That doesn't work. He can't rely on the amira. It's only a guy who's out in the field and nothing with him could he do this amira. But an usher can't. So that's the machlokas. According to Rav Nachman, let me just say this again. If it's bimkomi in my place, so then Rabbi Meir says, a usher needs to use bread because that's the ikr. And an ani could, we're mekel, they could baraglav. But the according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the ikker way is beregel, so bein ani bein asher, they could make the shvisa here. But when it comes to an amira further away, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree an asher cannot do beamira when it's far away. Only an ani can. So now, after establishing this machlokas, the Gemara now reads back into the Mishnah when it says in the Mishnah v'zuhi sha'amru. When they said in the Mishnah that this is what we had said, that the Mishnah said zuhu sha'amru ha'ani mar baraglav, that this is the example when ani could use his regel man katani lo. Who says that? That's Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir normally holds you need pas, but he agrees by an ani you can be makel with regel. So zuhi sha'amru, this is the example why I allow a person to use a regel. V'ahai, in which step of the Mishnah was Rabbi Meir referring to that the kula of the ani? When he says the guy didn't recognize the area or he didn't know the halacha, meaning the guy's an ani, he's out in the field. So that's the example where the guy's allowed to rely on the baraglav. When it said in the Mishnah, however, when it said in the Mishnah that really you allow one to use a bread for a kula, but mi'ikar din really baraglav is the ikaway, man katani la, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So the different stages of the Mishnah, which give different impressions, is the Iker Baraglav or is the Iker Bapas, that was authored by different Tanai. That's the first approach. That's all Rav Nachman. I told you, very confusing. Rav Chisda comes along. Rav Chisda Amar, in Machlokes, B'makom Ploni. Machlokes is B'makom Ploni. When you say, I want to have a Makom over there, far away, by through Amira, that's really where he thinks the Machlokes is. There are Meir Savar, Ani in Ashilo. Only an Ani can rely on a Mira when it's far away, but an Ashir may not. And Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Echad Ani Vechad Ashir. He thinks that even an Ashir can rely on this Amira from far away. Aval b'mkomi, when it comes to in the exact Makom, Divriya Kol Echad Ani Vechad Ashir. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir will agree, b'mkomi, even an Ashir could say, I want my Shvisa here. Why? Because even Rabbi Meir actually agrees, Dikr Eir Beregel. This is a whole other direction now. He thinks Rabbi Meir thinks Iker Beregel. He agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. So they both agree, if b'mkomi, Beregel, that works. It's only whether Amira will work for an Ashir as well. The Zuhi Shamu, when it says, this is the Amru, this is the example where you allow you to use a Kula, Man katayna, who said that? That's right, Meir, who allowed a kula for an ani. Ahai, which case? Ahai, mishabab bederach v'chashkav, the guy who recognizes a further place, a tree over there, the guy knows what tree he wants. So Meir says, since the guy's an ani, we'll let him do amira. When it comes to raglav, everybody gives raglav works, bimkomi, bain ba'ani, bain ba'asher. The whole debate was a further away a place in amira. So Rameir says Amira only works for the Ani, so he's the one who said that part of the Mishnah. However, when it says in the end of the Mishnah, Lo Amru Ma'arvin B'Pasa Elahaka, when the Mishnah says, we only said use bread as a kula, but Mikra didn't really use Baraglav, well, according to Rav Chista, who says this man Katainla? Divri Akol. Everybody agrees that Iker Baregel, according to Rav Chista's understanding. Okay, I totally, very confusing. So that's Machlokas, Rav Nachman, and Rav Chista. You probably have to go back and read it again to really appreciate what's going on now. The Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanya Kavasa de Rav Nachman, that the brisa that supports Rav Nachman, halfway down the page here, Rav Nachman was the first approach here, that the machlokas really is about whether or not Iker Eir Beregel or Iker Eir Bipas. So Echad Ani, the brisa says, V'Echad Asher, Ma'arvin Bipas. Both people can make Eir Bipas. V'lo Yatza Asher, Chutz Tchum, V'yomar Shvisasa Bimkomi, V'shalo Amru, Ma'arvin Beregel, Elamishaba, Bederch, V'chashka, Tivrei Rabbi Meir. So let me read that again. So when it comes to a pas, everybody could use a pas. That the bread works. That's Rabbi Meir's shita, because Rabbi Meir holds Iker Erev is bepas. When it comes to a guy who leaves his rishus, so then you want to now use regel. That was only able to be utilized by an ani who's stuck. But a guy who's in his house, he's sitting in his house. He says, you know what? I want to go outside and make a baraglav. That doesn't work. He says because you have bread in your house, you should use the bread. Bread's the Iker. That's Rabbi Meir's understanding. It's all about the bread. That clearly holds like Rav Nachman's understanding. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, Marvin Beregel, you could use Regel. V'yotza Asher Chut T'chum, you could walk L'chachila, leave the T'chum without any bread and set it up with the Yomer and say, Tehei Shvisasi B'Makomi. I could do that. A Regel works L'chachila even by an Asher. V'zeh Yehu Ikaro Sha'erv, that's the primary way, the best way to perform Erev. V'tiu Chachamim, now, even though that the Iker way to perform Erev is through Beregel, Hitiu Chachamim Lebal Habayis, L'shalech Eruvei, B'yad Abdo, B'yad Beno, B'yad Shlucho, B'shul HaKalav. If he's lazy, he doesn't want to schlep there with his Regel, that's where they employed a Kula, take this Suda, and bring it out for me and put it in that area, that will work as well. So this is clearly the understanding of Rav Nachman. Raisa continues and says, Amri Rav Yehuda, Ma'is Ba'anshe Beis Memel, Ba'anshe Beis Guryan, Baruma, these people of these cities were in this area, Shu Mechalkin, Grogros, V'tzimukin, Laniyim, they're busy giving out different types of figs, dried figs and raisins, B'shnei B'tsuras, in a terrible year of famine, U'ban Aniye Kfar, Shichin Vani Kfar, Hananya, and the poor people from the other villages who also needed food, they came, Machshichin Al Tchum, they went to Erev Shabbos to be next to the Tchum for banished marshals, and this way, Lamachas, tomorrow, the next day on Shabbos itself, they can get an extra 2,000 amos, U'mashkimim U'ban, and get to that area, to within their tchum, their extended tchum, to be able to eat with them. And so we see from here, we'll get to that in a second, I'm sorry. So that's what the Mishnah says, the Brisa says. So now, Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi says, Masisa Nema Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also quite precise to prove this point as well. Like Rav Nachman, it says, Dekatani Mishiyatza Leilech Le'ir. Shem Arvin La V'chziru Chavero Hum Mutter Leilech V'chol Bnei Ir Asurin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, which actually talks about a guy's going out to the border, to the tchum, to set up his tchum. And the guy says, you know what, go back home. It's going to be too hot. It's going to be too cold. You don't really need it. So he turns around and gets back on his way. He doesn't really go to the tchum. So the Mishnah says on tomorrow's daf that in the end of the day, it still actually works for him. The Erev works because he really had in mind to go there, even though they encourage him to go back home and not to stay there banished marshals. It works. We'll see tomorrow how that exactly does work. It works for him. But the rest of the city is stuck. They don't have a tchum because they decided not to go by the tchum banish marshals. He wanted to, but he was discouraged from going. So how is this a raya? So if you take a look, I think there's a Rashi here. One second here. Oh, I wanted to read a Rashi before. I'm sorry. Look at Rashi first on the previous statement of the aniyim going to the tchum. If you look at Rashi 8 Y lines down, u'machshichin al tchum. So the people, the poor people of the aniyim of the different cities would go to the tchum in Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, alma ikr eir beregel uvim komi. We see the fact that they had to walk to the edge of the tchum that it worked ikr the ikr eir was beregel. V'yafagav the aniyim hayu, even though they were aniyim, since and their home is now kashir damu. Since they were home and they left their house, they're considered a shir. Now, even though the Brisa calls them an ani, Rashi points out the efshar lehem below mazon beisudas. It's impossible that they didn't have two meals worth, and therefore they could have set up with the pas. And the fact that they didn't use bread, rather used beregel, proves to us, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're able to be the ikker way is really beregel. That was Rabbi Yehuda's point. So now back to the Gemara where we are in terms of Rav Ashi. Rashi, look at the Gemara further now. The Rashi further. Masis and Nami Deka, Kirav Nachman, the Rabbi Yehuda, B'makum Ploni Asher Lo. The Chipalag Adarmeir, B'makomi Yehuda Palag. So that machlok is a Rav Nachman's understanding. So how is this a proof? Because Mishi Yatsa says Rashi, Koldu, V'hichzik, B'derach Hagai starts going out, starts traveling along the way. Li'ir, Shem Arvin, Shesmuch Al-Iro, he's going to a city nearby his city. The Sov Dal Apayim, he wanted to utilize his 4,000 Amos, his extended Chum. V'yachol Adam Leilech Mizul Azulai, the Arab, and Arab works, we know. V'chzir Chaver, his friend tells him to go back home. Damar Le, Eis Chamahu, Eis Sinahu Tad, it's called go back home. The din is, Humutir Leilech Lamachar, Lo'oso Ir Acheres, V'kobne Ir Asur. And the din is that he's still allowed to go, and the rest of the city cannot. So what's the raya here? So the Gemara, go back inside the Gemara now. Let's now appreciate what the Shaklataria is here. I'm going to read this again. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Ashi, Masis Nami Deka, Dikatani. Guy is going to a city that he wants to make an Erev to. V'chzir Chaver, his friend, convinces him to go back home. Humotir Leilech, he could still go the next day on Shabbos. V'chol B'nei Ha'ir, Asur, and the rest of the city cannot go. Divi Reb Yehuda. Now the Gemara tries to clarify, V'havinam Ba, Maishna Iu, Maisha Inhu. Why can he go, even though he didn't go to the Tchum Ben Shmashos, and the city can? V'am Rav Huna, Hacha B'bayi Askin, what's the case here? Could go in Shiyesh Lo Shnei Batim, V'shnei Tchumei Shabbos B'neim. So he has two houses. He owns a house in the city where he's coming from. He owns a house in the city where he's going to. And therefore, and the tchum, they're within the tchum of each other. So, Iu came into Nafkalei L'orcha, since he started to go in the path, Erev Shabbos, Havli Ani, he's considered an Ani now, because he left his house where he's trying to travel, and they're stuck in their house, people B'nai Yir are stuck. Alma, Kol B'makum Ploni, Ani in Ashilo. Shmamina. So you get the point here. Let's say I'm walking to Erev Shabbos. And I want to go to the tchum. And my friend says, go back home. It's going to be cold. It's going to be hot. But I'm already on the derech. I'm on the derech. I'm called an ani. An ani could say, Amir works. I know exactly where I want my tchum to be. Amir works for the ani. The Bnei Ha'ir, they're sitting at home. They didn't leave their house. So Erev Shabbos, they're Ashir because they're in the house. So for Ashir, Amir doesn't work. So we see from here that machlokas between an Ashir and an Ani applies only to a case of an Amira. When it comes to using Beraglav, everybody would agree, Beraglav, it would in fact work.
Change his mind before Shabbos or during Shabbos?
No, before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, a friend convinced him to go back home, not to walk there.
And when Shabbos started, he gave up.
No, he already said Bamir. He said, I want my Shvisa to be over there. But he didn't actually walk there, though.
But he did say.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't work. If he didn't do
it,
otherwise it wouldn't work. So then it says, Masni le Rav Achia bar Ashi, le Achia bar Rav, Kamid Rav, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir, whether it's an Ashir. So what does that mean? Amalei Rav Sain Ba Nami Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda that again lichatchila bein ba'ani bein ba'asher they could be ma'arib raglav. Rabba Bar Rav Chanan have a ragil dasi martivna limpumbudi. So he would travel from this city to another city. Va'amar going on to now Daphne and Beis. Amar Tei Shvisasi Bitsinsa, and he would say I want my shvisa to be in this particular area, some area I don't know exactly where it is, but some place in between, and that would work because he was traveling. So Amalei Bai says, "My daitcha, what exactly are you thinking that you could say Shvisasa Bitsinti?" Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. V'amar Rav Chista, Bachlokes B'makom Ploni, V'har Rav Nachman, V'tanya Kavase. So sorry, let's say that again. Amalei Bai, my daitcha, what were you thinking? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. You're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar of Chista, Machlokis, but Makom Ploni, the whole Machlokis is when you say Makom Ploni, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that you can say Makom Ploni, it will work. But Vaha, Rav Nachman, Tanya Kavase, but then Rav Nachman teach otherwise. Makom Ploni, everybody agrees it shouldn't work for an Ashir. And Tanya Kavase, and we saw brought a Braisa that proved like Rav Nachman. Amalei, Hajibi. So he was Chose, he was right. He ended up saying, you're correct, that really Amir should not work for this particular person. Okay, we will stop here. My voice is really shot, and Mirza Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
How did it go?
It went.